This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It's pretty easy to come up with a list of the top five or so industries hit hardest by this crisis, right? Hospitality, airlines, restaurants, oil, also retail for sure. Hundreds of thousands of retail workers have been laid off. Stores are closed, and now some chains have just stopped paying rent. Urban Outfitters has, Mattress Firm as well. And each of those kinds of decisions has a ripple effect. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra looks at what happens when businesses just stop paying the rent.
You can think about this like dominoes. Stores are closed. Sales have evaporated. So a lot of retailers can't pay their rent. Guess what happens next?
The landlord, of course, he doesn't collect rent. How is he going to pay the mortgages? And the landlord can say to the lender, I need a moratorium on my payments to you.
Kenneth Rosen is chairman of UC Berkeley's Fisher Center for Real Estate. So the banks take a financial hit, and so do investors like pension funds that put money into mortgage-backed securities. Rosen says we've seen the dominoes fall before.
When we have recessions, what starts out as one thing becomes much more pervasive, as the housing crisis in 2008-09 showed you. Who would know that if 4 million people couldn't pay their mortgages, it would lead to a worldwide great recession?
Okay, so let's all take a deep breath. This scenario is not a foregone conclusion. Dan Sheridan at the Hoffman Strategy Group says, yes, some landlords are going to default quickly, but some won't.
You know, some landlords have a better ability to absorb some period of time where tenants would not be paying full rent.
Also, our Byron Carlock Jr. at PwC says he's seeing landlords, tenants, and banks coming to arrangements for the short term.
It could be rent forbearance if the retailer wants to stay open in that particular location. It can be allowing a tenant to terminate in certain locations and stay open in others.
And in the cases where none of that works out and the banks are left with the losses, one piece of good news, thanks to the post-financial crisis law, Dodd-Frank, banks have way more of a financial cushion now than they did in 2008.
All of the regulation created coming out of the global financial crisis was to have healthy banks to be able to deal with crises as they come up.
But how hard the dominoes fall also depends on how long this virus outbreak lasts. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.